I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. The catastrophic flooding happening in Texas is highlighting the importance of coastal resiliency. But researchers at UConn say a lot of climate science currently focuses on biology and ecology, overlooking something else very important, the humans who own the land. It's a simple enough idea. If you want to make coastlines like Connecticut's more resilient to hurricanes like Sandy, you need to win over the people living there.
We live in a world that's full of people, and we have to understand the way that people behave, especially, you know, the attitudes of landowners, if we're going to do conservation.
Chris Elphick is an associate professor at UConn. Writing in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, he reports on around 1,000 surveys returned from residents in vulnerable areas along Connecticut's coast. The idea was to gauge how open private landowners are to dealing with conservation groups who want to utilize their land. The answer, he says, is not much.
A lot of people are skeptical that they will get a fair price for their land.
Most respondents indicated they were unlikely to enter into any agreements. Study co-author Christopher Field says their survey results demonstrated something else, too, that agreements restricting land use in exchange for things like tax credits, often called conservation easements, can be a tough sell. In fact, he says these arrangements, which are currently very popular among conservation groups, are the least preferred option by surveyed landowners.
It's one thing to get somebody to agree that sea level rise is happening, but then to take action in response to sea level rise that affects their legacy to their family in many cases. It's a whole other question.
Because of that, Field says more attention must be paid across America to the ecology and the social science that goes into building communities better able to withstand devastating floods. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.